ज्योति जगदाधा दुर्गार ज्योति जगदाधा दुर्गार Shodanandana Bhagavanandana Yamuna Tira Banachari Yamuna Tira Banachari Krishna Hari Hari Rama Hari Rama 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 Hari Hari Krishna Krishna Hari 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 Rama Hari Rama 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 Hari Hari Krishna Hari 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 Rama Hari Rama 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 Hari Hari Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Krishna Hari 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 Rama Hari Rama 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 Hari Hari Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Kavutara, 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 Kavutara. Kavutara, 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 Kavutara. Jaya Radha, Shyam Sundar Radha, Shyam Sundar Hari. Krishna Balaram, Krishna Balaram, Krishna Balaram, Jaya Krishna Balaram, Krishna Balaram.
I promised to mention yesterday that something more about Ekadasi that I didn't mention before. And I thought I'd take the opportunity. First of all, if you've never did it before, nobody knows what the heck it's about until you do it. So, like, I asked Fakir Mohan about 3 years ago in Vrindavan on Govardhan Puja Day that one of the five limbs of Kartik is Jagran, the all-night vigil. So how was it done in the past? No one does it anymore. So then he had to describe about it. The next thing is the more you, even the managers have no idea about it, because if you've never done it before, you don't know how much it could benefit the temple in terms of manpower, in terms of help for festivals. You got no idea, because nobody's ever done it. So when you actually do it, it's really cool. It is a game-changing experience. As described, Bhaktivinoda Thakur describes in Sharanagati, Bhakti Anukula section, that it's Madhava Tithi. The appearance days of the Lord in Ekadasi is called Madhava Tithi. They are dedicated to Lord Madhava, the husband of the goddess of fortune, and they're Bhakti Janani. They're the mothers of the devotees. Mothers Kajrayu, You know, they sweet talk you, they push you, they get heavy with you, you know. They do all types of stuff, you know. So Bhakti Janani, it's interesting. It's an interesting point. And the Supreme Lord will come as Paramatma and do so many things. Now, all of us are not exactly from wonderful, you know, background, you know, like this. And even so, even if somebody was, you know, everybody is guilty, you know, it's a question of how much. You know, we took birth, you know, guilty as charged, you know, we took birth, you know, like that. And one devotee asked me, how many XYZs can you think of? And I go, how many you got? You know, it's like, how many Shiksha Gurus can you have? You know, as many as you can hold, you know, like that. But Krishna's a chit-chore, like I told Giri Raj Maharaj. Krishna will steal you and steal whoever you're thinking of, you know. So it's no harm. And it's just really a rolling thing. Ekadasi just improves as you roll with it. You know, from one Ekadasi. It's not, I'm not just trying to encourage people just for this one. Although this one's cool now. But still, you know, every 2 weeks you got a new stab at it. So once you really start to do it, hey, that was fun. Let's organize it more. So let me describe a little bit how I sent it to Mukhi already, and I sent it to Krishna Keshava also like that. You know, probably, you know, it can pass around, you know, like this. How to do it. So first of all, you get two chokidars, two gatekeepers, male or female, could be husband and wife, I don't know. It has to be really famous. Everybody knows them. That's the best, okay? And they're going to greet the guest that enters. Better than they've ever been greeted before. Bhaktivinoda Krishna Goswami in Moscow says, look, we'll even wash their shoes, you know? Because it's like 8-9 months of the year, it's frozen up there, you know? So we'll even wash their shoes for them, you know, like that. He was telling me, that's pretty far out. So you greet the guests really good. That's going to cause them to bring their friend the next Ekadasi. The next thing is, you give a gift, okay? Pocket size or purse size. You know, it's like a deity photo, T-Rock ball, dry prasada, best for the Dharma, something. Festival flyer, you know, upcoming festival flyer. You know, like that, okay? Purse size, it, pocket size, goes in the pocket, okay? Cool. Now, those chokidars are going to be needed later on. Now, there's a saying, if you get the kids, you get the parents. So the kids are nagging their parents that we want to go meet my friends because they're living in flats, you know, 10-story flats or whatever, and they want to meet their friends. So they nag their parents, okay? Then to come to the program. Then you should organize a lady on rotation to take care of all those kids and go to the next universe somewhere. You know, let them play over there, kill themselves over there. And the parents don't have to worry about their kids because they're protected. Now, it has to be a lady in rotation because those little scrappers will probably drive that lady crazy, you know? I was in a car with Anjana, who was a really good artist in Vrindavan. And he was coming from Delhi with his wife and four kids in the car. And we were coming back in their little Maruti, you know, 800, you know, which is basically a tin box. Dina Bandhu calls it Maruti. You know, Ekbar tok karte sabko ma roti, isli ma roti lagadiya. He says, you just hit it once and it will open up like a tin can and everybody's mother will cry. And this is why it's called ma roti. That's a joke, it's pretty funny. You know, so we were in this car and his kids were kids, now they're raising hell in the car. And I go, damn, how could you tolerate this, mother? Not so bad. Then I understood. Ladies are biologically, you know, meant to be sensitized so that kids don't blow their minds, you know? They're biologically meant to be harassed by the kids and tolerated, you know? It's just because it blows the ladies' minds, you know, like that. So when she said, not so bad, really, you know? And I, God, how could you tolerate it, you know? These kids, you know, driving you crazy, you know? I mean, not so bad. But I understood. She's biologically, you know, ladies are biologically meant to tolerate the harassment of kids, you know. They're just the way they are. So then anyway, okay. So, but in order to be compassionate to the lady, do it in rotation. So the same lady doesn't have to take care of those little kids every Ekadasi. Okay? Next. So the parents are free. Then you have nice PowerPoint educational presentations. And it's be there or be square. Because the Ekadasi happens, you know, Monday, you know, on the lunar calendar. It's happening. And it doesn't care, you know, your Monday through Friday, your Monday through Saturday. It doesn't care. It happens. You know, so then, but if in the middle of the week, if I'm going to get something cool, then I better be there. It's not the same as, you know, watching the video online or, you know, or an audio of it. It's just not the same as if you're there. Because if you're there, you can ask questions to the presentators. So that is cool. Educational programs. Then Funky Mohan told me the educational programs have to stop by 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock maximum. Because people's circuits don't work after 10 o'clock, 11 p.m. He said people start to fall asleep. You're sitting down, you know, like, forget it, you know. Like that. He told me that. Stop it by 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock maximum. Then he says, you don't count the people at 11 p.m. They're not going to stay with you. You count the people at 2 a.m. They will. The next thing is, I saw like Bhakti Ananta Krishna Goswami in Vrindavan. He's doing Jagran with me in my Tulsi Shrine out there. And he's calling Moscow in the middle of the night, 1 o'clock in the morning. How's it going? You know, he's got 200 people staying up all night. They're in the fourth most expensive city to live in. They got bills on top of their bills there. They're having people staying up all night in Moscow. Cool stuff. So it's when you actually start to roll it every Ekadasi, then you start to make a committee. Like you got a Janmashtami committee, Gopanima committee, you got a festival committee. So you have an Ekadasi committee. Who wants to join? Like this. And the SMS people, and they let them know ahead of time that we're going to do this. So it gives people plenty of time to fit it in their life, you know, because they're working, they're, you know, they got life and kids and life and stuff, and they need the advance notification of the festival in order to fit their life in it. So that's the idea. Next, so you got some PowerPoint, and then it quits by 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock. Then only kirtan. And just like they were asking me, how are we going to organize it? I said, you know, the kids that leave earliest, they're the ones that get the first shift. And the kids that are the best singers that are going to stay with you, they get the later shift. Ultimately, Fakir Mohan told me that the best kirtaneers are the ones that get the wee hours. Because, and just like you have a 24-hour kirtan, you have a roster. You know, then it's really neat. Wow, my favorite kirtaneer is coming. Woo, I have to be there, you know, for that. You know, so it's another pool to come, to bring you in. So these are some of the things. Now, I was mentioning about XYZ. You know, you're always worried about somebody. And Sanatana Pad says in Hari Bhakti Vilas, if you do it on behalf of somebody else, you'll get 100 times the benefit if you did it for yourself. So Girish Marsh, who gets the 100? Adi Baba, who cares? You know? Who cares who gets the 100? Krishna will steal your heart and whoever you're thinking of. You know? And if they get 100, let it be so. You know? And if XYZ doesn't improve within so many years, whatever, if they're still alive, then it means Krishna is ignoring you because he wants you to up your ante. Wants you to do a little more for him. Whatever Krishna you give Krishna, he's not interested in what you put in front of him. He wants what's behind your back, you know. Thank you very much. Can you give a little more? You know? And you start to wonder, sheesh, will Krishna ever be satisfied? You know? When will the time come? You know, like when you read about Sarupa in Brihad Bhagavatamrita, Krishna hugged him and said, where have you been? You know, like this. You start to wonder, my God, how wonderful that is. Will that ever be the time will I be able to hug Krishna? You know? And the next thing is Krishna hugging out of duty or is he hugging out of pleasure? When will that time come when Krishna will actually hug you and he's happy to hug you? You know? It's not like he's doing it out of duty. He's doing it because he likes it, you know? So that is another criteria. When you actually work hard at becoming a better devotee, so that Krishna will hug you because he's happy. Now, the criteria for that is you actually make As Bhante Tirthamayas told me just the last time, roughly 3 weeks before he left, he said, it was very interesting. I asked him, how do you manage life in the renowned state of life? And I had 5 sannyasis, they all leaned in. Well, what's he going to say? And he said, you're looking at one of the most unorganized available. He said, I was in West Africa thinking I would cheat the round the world ticket by getting more stops, but I was only cheating my body. By the time I land in America, your bodily clock has changed. And before you get used to the new time zone, you're already in Australia. Talk about bewilderment. And he goes, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. You may never figure it out. Well, then where's the justice? The justice is this, he said to me. You tried to make an impact, a substantial impact in whoever you preach to. And Lord Chaitanya will help you cover the bases. And I thought, now that's what I came all the way from Ukraine for. Trashed my whole schedule and came. And I had to spend the whole Kartik in Ukraine traveling to make up. I gave him 1 month just to make up the 1 month that I would normally come. This year I'm only giving him 1 week. And I'm only giving Russia 1 week. And I'm only giving upstate New York 3 days. I go, what's the matter? How come so less? And he goes, I had to cut back, you know. I had to cut back because in Vrindavan they're on my case. You're not spending enough time in Vrindavan. You're supposed to spend 4 months. Yeah, last year I only spent 1 month. I didn't organize my life better. I'll do it better this year. This year I'm doing it. I need to cut them back. They got 3 months, 3 weeks. I even had to cut them back 1 week. My schedules. The problem is that you have less days, not more days, and everybody's paying for your blood. As David McMarsh told me, don't spread your peanut butter too thin. He said, if you can cut somebody out of the schedule, you're in ecstasy. It's great, you know, because once you go there, they want you back. They want you back next year. So Akadasi is really cool. The more you do it, then the more you figure out how to organize it. So next cool thing is, because like here, this is a community of a lot of elderly people, at least I am, you know. And the thing about it is, if you fasting for 24 hours, there's a lot of toxins coming out of your body. And if the first thing you eat on Dvadasi, you could have some loose motion, heavy. I have like 2 or 3 sometimes. Sometimes my body is not together until noon, really, you know. So if you eat them, about a liter of yogurt, then that will cool your system down and the toxins are eased out a little. I'll have maybe 1 loose motion, not 2 or 3. If I eat much. So then you have to figure it out. I was with one Russian devotee in South Russia when I did it, and he told me, oh, I had some more loose motion. Huh, this means in Exocodus we have to increase the yogurt that's offered. Now, another thing it says, in Hari Bhakti Vilas, if you bathe the deity on Dwadasi morning, then 2 weeks of the piety of your puja go to the demon Vatapi. Manaswami says, I don't know how many people do that nowadays. Okay, taking that into consideration. Well, what do you do here? Well, you know, Prabhupada never did it. Yeah, you know. So it means you just wipe the deities with a wet rag and dress them up. You know, that's basically logical. Like, it could be done, you know, like that for the pujaris. So you'd organize a late night abhishek on behalf of the next morning. That's what you do. Then, and you bathe the deity with lots of stuff, you know, and it has to be a huge amount of yogurt. And the ghee is a mess with abhishek. It just simply causes nothing but trouble, you know. So you use about 100 grams of ghee, just a token, and you pour it over the deity's feet. You don't pour it over conch shell eyes that are painted, you know, like that, because it's going to strip the color, strip the varnish off the eyes. So you pour it on the deity's feet only, just a little bit. And you don't make it too sickening sweet either. You know, it can't be rocket fuel. I remember in Slovenia when I did it, they had me pour so much stuff, and I didn't know what the heck I was pouring. You know, yogurt, they had They had sugar water, they had honey on it, and it, when I taste it, it's like, yeah! It's like rocket fuel, you know? And you want it, you don't want it too sickening sweet because you want to be able to chug a liter of it, you know? And if it's too sweet, then you just sip it, and then you're still going to have your loose motion problem. You're not going to be able to chug a whole liter of it. So it has to be, the pujaris have to be smart about it, you know? Next, it's always better to have a lot of ingredients to offer because, you know, if they don't show up, no biggie. I can stick it in the refrigerator and devotees will drink it later, you know? So it's no problem, you know? But if there's two or less, it's, you know, you start pulling your sikha. How are you going to, you know, you got to divvy this up amongst all the people that came. They deserve their quota of chayanamrita to take home. Stick it in some stupid bottle. I don't know. They got to figure it, you know? Some bottles that they can put it pocket size or something, you can hand it out to people to take home with them. And they should drink the chayanamrita, of course, you know, after the paran time. That's the ideal. Some people that are not. I mentioned it already yesterday, that it's not what you're giving up, it's what you're gaining. So you have to consider, if you're going to throw a meal, what's a meal? A meal is 4 hours, I said. You know, buying it, chopping it, cooking it, offering it, distributing to the devotees, you eat it last, post-prasadam paralysis, then there's take a bath, you know, whatever goes in has to come out, take a bath, you know, add the whole mess up, it's about 4 hours, you know, roughly. So one meal means 4 hours. You chop through one meal, you save 4 hours. Now, that's what diaries are about. You make a diary, how do you improve yourself? You know, what did you do with that 4 hours? So after 6 months of Akadis, I got to ask Fakir Mohan when I say it, how is that stability? Is that defined in Shastra? You know, stability. Prabhupada said stability was 5 years same service. That's stability. And as Chanakya says, if your mind and senses are controlled, your reputation follows you like a shadow. If your mind and senses are not controlled, your reputation follows you like a shadow. That was a pretty cool statement, you know. So naturally, you know, if you get something, then hey, that's groovy, you know. Why don't we do more? Keep it simple. Keep it stable. After 6 months of akadasis, then raise the bar a little bit. You can tweak it slightly from one akadasi to another. Major stuff in your vows, you know, because you got to do your own thing. You know, you got to... Your vow is between you and Krishna, and it's what you can do. If you're married, you can talk with your husband and tell him about it, you know, or you're, you know, like that. But basically, you shouldn't let your vows known. It's described. Otherwise, your head becomes too big, you know. You become very puffed up. Don't spread your vows out. It is only between you and Krishna. That's the idea of vows. Okay, a little bit more. We mentioned about that if you, suppose you get to the point where you throw two meals, then you have one meal left. If you take that one meal after noon on Ekadasi, Sanatan Pad says you'll get 25%. If you do eat that one meal after sunset, you get 50%. What would be the other 50%? Well, logically, it's Nirjal and Jagaran, you know. So I was... there's a book, Bhakti Vikash Maharaj wrote a book called Traditional Indian Village Life, okay? And Nina, he was describing how he was going with Prabhu Vishnu Das in Bangladesh in 78-79, okay? Prabhu Vishnu told me it was about 78, he thinks, 78-79, like that. So, what time are we going to do the program? Well, when the people get here. You know, they're walking 50 kilometers away, you know. But when the program end? Well, when the program's over. You know, in Bangladesh, they do programs at 2 o'clock, 4 o'clock. We ain't going home. We're staying with the sadhus. We're going to dance all night. You know, that's all. But this is the way it was. You know, like that. But wait a minute. Aren't you afraid about your domestic animals? Ah! You know, cows, dogs. You know, we gave them something. You know, we gave them some water and some grass, you know. Let them cry. They're going to cry for bushy. They're going to cry for grains. Let them cry, you know, like that. Cows won't. Well, aren't you worried about your children? They got to go to school. Ah, kids! Man, we got so many siblings. You know, the older siblings take the younger siblings to school. The kids go right about into school. We're not worried about that. Okay? Wait a minute. Aren't you worried about your shop? You know, you're a trader. You got to open your shop. Ah! we got so many relatives, somebody will go open the shop, you know. We're having fun. We're staying up all night for Lord Hari. Now think about it. Suppose you have an argument with your spouse. Okay? Let's say, hypothetically, right? You lose your sleep. Or your kid falls off the mango tree and breaks his arm and you got to go to the hospital in the middle of the night. You lose your sleep. You know, or you're in anxiety about your job or money or God knows, and you lose your sleep, you're under some tension. Why not give your sleep to Vishnu? You know? So it's logical. Now, Bhakti Pramod Purimaya said in Radhakanda 1996, Balastami, that's another one. Balastami was actually something 25, 35 years ago, it was not very prominent. Now it became a Karmakandic Yajna program. Previously, the Gaudiya Vaishnavas used to do it, but now it became a Karmakandic thing. And Mahanidhi Maharaj asked him, you know, debate or not debate. He goes, well, my Guru Maharaj Bhaktisiddhanta never did. And as far as I know, your Guru Maharaj didn't. Guru Kripa and Shyamasundar told me that Prabhupada had them bathe in Radhakund and after a March daily Pandal program in 1971. So what makes you think you can't? They asked, well, what's the logic behind it? And he goes, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said that, well, Radhakund is not different from Radharani. So if the Kund will not fulfill your desire, and if you lose Shraddha in the Kunda, that will not be good. Better to put three drops in your head and don't ask so much. Interesting. He was saying, they put these green pumpkins. They sell these green pumpkins. Radharani, we're giving you one green pumpkin and my wife wants one pumpkin here. You know? He was talking like that, pretty far out. He said, yeah, child. Nobody should be proud of that. In previous ages, it was 2 days. Jagaran, staying up all night. Now that's tough. Now, the thing about an Abhishek at night, the pujaris also feel woozy. 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, depends on what time. I've had sometimes where I did Abhishek at 11 o'clock. I've had sometimes where I did Abhishek at 2. You know, if it doesn't bother you, James had to remind me, hey, you know, I'm not feeling sleepy. Hey, are you going to do Abhishek? Meh. You know, it was 2 o'clock in the morning. Meh. You know, sometimes you're feeling a little woozy. 11 o'clock, you know, like that. So, because everybody, it keeps the pujaris awake. And everybody watches it. Ooh, it's pretty fun, you know. Now, my translator in Russia had a question. Now, how could anybody like to sit in their gumsha for 30 minutes while you pour milk, yogurt, honey, ghee, sugar, water over them? Is that fun? So, my god sister Narayani, the Bhagavatam Pandit, gave me some shloka from 11th Canto that actually Krishna likes it. What is Krishna like, really? It's not the item, it's the love behind the item. So if there's love, Krishna will tolerate it for his devotee's sake. You know? Now another thing is Krishna's Charanamrita is really an important medicine that destroys diseases. And Krishna likes to give that to his devotees. There's so many examples. When the Lord came in the heart of his devotee that was suffering from some incurable disease, and he said, fool, give up all that medicine, just drink my Charanamrita. And he did that and became completely cured. You know, yes? Just touch it and put it on your head. The shloka, akala mrityu haranam, sarva bari vinashanam, Vishnu paradakam pitpa, sirasya darayam yaham. So just touch it with your finger and put it on your head. Yeah. 3 drops is not going to destroy your vrata, technically speaking. But it depends, you know, on your mood. You know, if your mood is nothing in, nothing out, you know, if that's your mood, then sirasa darayam, just touch it to your head. That's all. I remember the old days when we had leftover charanamrita from the deities, and pujaris didn't want to waste it, so we used to scarf it at night, you know, like, you know, 10 o'clock at night. Look at all this charanamrita. It's like Guru Hari, you know, Krishna's pots is deity, you know, in Boston when he was the president. Krishna's pots is deity, and he'd knock him out, himself. He'd beat himself. So, you know, we shouldn't take, Charanamrita is transcendental, like on Chaturmasya. You're not supposed to take honey and these things, but once you pour it over Krishna, it becomes Charanamrita. You know, so Charanam is transcendental. It's like we don't want to cheat, like, you know, drinking water under the river on a fast day, you know, or drinking a liter of Charanamrita, you know, a little bit, you know. You know, it's like, you know, you don't want to. Caesars should be free from suspicion, is the same. Don't let anybody find fault with you, you know. When in doubt, do without, is the saying goes. If you have a doubt, then just let it go. It's not a big deal, you know. It's not, you know, are you going to die without the Charanamrita? Well, touch it to your forehead. Seriously, are you going to die without it, you know? No. Then do without. It's not, but it's not just simply today's ecstasy. Every ecstasy is cool, and it gives different results to different people. So the whole point is to let the party roll. Now, if you get reciprocation from Hridayanath, the Lord of the Heart, better than you ever saw before, the next day, then who gives a damn about what happens on Dwadasi? You know, I never got reciprocation by the standard no grains, beans, do whatever you want. You know. Like that. And 39 years of hanging in our society, being tolerated by everybody, I never got reciprocation. But when I did Jagrat by accident, then you got. You know, where in the hell have I been? So since then, December 31st of 2010, I've tried it. Now, everybody cheats a bit. You know, you snooze a little bit on Dwadasi to repair. You know, it takes you 4 or 5 ecstasies. Bhaktivinoda Krishna Goswami in Moscow, he'll give a Bhagavatam class the next day. He's used to it, you know. And he chants 3 lakhs, he told me. 3 lakhs? Adi Babri. This means he's chanting all day and all night. And he's delegated everything to everybody, and he doesn't have to worry about it. Because he's been doing ecstasy for the last 10 years, so he's got a good crew, all trained up. They know what to do. He'd probably have to just ask him, you know, are you going to be there for, you know, I don't even know how much he has to organize it between. I'll yak with him when I go, I'm going to spend Janmashtami and Ekadasi right after it in Moscow. So I'll see both. It'll be cool. So these are some of the things. It's not what you're giving up. What are you gaining? And not only that, but you can pass the wealth around. You know, your grandmother, grandfather, your auntie, uncle, your teenage kid, you know, like this. And you can think, I've got different people to think of. I've got different people to do it for. And then the Supreme Lord will steal. He's within everyone's heart. So he'll steal your heart and whoever you're thinking of. And it's really cool, you know. And, you know, like I was in Auckland for Mahashivratri. It happened on a Tuesday on our calendar. And that calendar, that Panjika, it was happening on a Monday. So I stayed up all night with about 500, 1,000 Gujaratis. And they finished, the prime time was 7. And they quit at about 5 in the morning. Cleaned up the whole thing, went out the door. They probably went home, crashed for 2-3 hours, you know, and they left. My big lamentation was, they just poured everything on the Shiva Lingam and they didn't leave any Charanamrita for anybody. They should have had a small ones or whatever like this, and at least whatever it is so that people could get some Charanamrita to take home. You know, God, they must have poured about, I'm speculating, maybe, God, upwards of about 600 liters of milk. And it all went down the drain. All went down the drain. That was not available. Why didn't they, you know, just deviate that, put a pipe or something from that Shiva Lingam into the basement where they had the kitchens area or something, and catch all that Charanamrita and pass it out. If you're going to bring 2 liters of milk for Lord Shiva's Lingam, at least you should take the Charanamrita home with you, you know. I was thinking about it. So when I left, I would tell them, can you please tell the organizers next year that they should make some arrangement that people can take the Charanamrita home with them? It would be an incentive to come. Yeah, we're going to have fun, and we're going to get all this Charanamrita to take home and stick on ice in our ice box for our family, you know, for a week or so, you know. Why not? It's not a bad thing. It's not what you're giving up. It's what you're gaining. And it's really cool. And the more you do it, then the more, wow, this is neat. And then you get like special guests to come for the Ekadasi program, you know. You can invite Maharaj to come from Moscow, you know. He can come and do a tour, probably, North American, do the whole thing. And he's pretty good at it. He's been doing it for 10 years. It's really neat. And when I did Abhishek, he goes, that's cool. I go, yeah, but any deity. You can go to Thai, any Srinivasa Devi, anybody's deity. Bathe it, you know, in front of the devotees. Then they, at night, then they do Abhishek, they do Prakram of the deities. We had like 400 people running around my deities, you know, like that. He goes, this is fun. And I go, yeah, it's nice. He does a whole, you know, slideshow and this and that. And then you, for Slavic devotees, you don't need a permit to dance with your friend all night. They do it naturally, you know. You know, like they dance all night long. Be there, be square. It's really cool. It's a meeting of the braves. You know, it's a meeting, everybody in the community, they come, and it's lovely. You know, we haven't seen them hide or hear. You know, it's not, we haven't seen them, we only see them in Janmashtami. Come on, gang, you know. Like, it's a chance for the everybody in the community to come together and enjoy the festival. And the more you do it, the more you increase it. It's lovely, you know. And you're going to get the people that will do Jagran, you know, that stay up 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, you know. Those people are the people that you can depend on for the festivals. For Gopurnima, for Janmashtami, for Radhashtami, Balaram's appearance day, etc. Those are the people you can depend on. It's really, really neat. It's game-changing. Tulsi Rani say it's game-changing. There's actually about 8 of them. I took 3 shlokas from Garuda Purana, put them together, and I separated all the similar points out. It's about 8 points. We should just increase in our human life, you know, so much. Then it's really good. we'll take some questions. We got a little time. We got a little time for the shloka. Maybe a little time. Yeah.
Maharaj, why is the Kanlod, for example, shave up in Ekadasi?
I think the statement is that the blood will flow. The possibility is the blood will flow and break the vow. How does flowing blood break the vow? I don't know. How would flowing blood, you know, if you cut yourself while you're shaving?
Life span reduced.
Your duration of life? Some people say that if you shave the hair off your chest, the duration of life will be diminished also. I didn't never, you know, maybe it's there in Hari Bhakti Vilas, you know. Hey, look, you know, our Irish is in the hands of Tulsi Rani and this, and, you know, the time we took our birth, our Irish is in our hands. You know, basically we should do the maximum and the minimum amount of time we've got allotted to us. So, you know, householders really have to check their astrology regularly, you know, like that. For opening a business, having a kid, you know, they need a lot. But renunciates, not too much. But basically, it's a blueprint of your birth and what's going on. But Ayush, duration of life, that's in the hand of Tulsi Rani and her lords, you know, like this. Like, in the, there was a BBG article about some Rajkumar that... whose father died, and he was lamenting. And Yamaraj came in the form of a small boy and said, look, the Ayush, I'm not responsible. The Ayush, the duration of life, is in the hands of the personality of Godhead. Your father died because his time was up. There is also the same story as there in Brahma Vaivarta Purana. There was some lady whose husband died, and she got flipped out, you know. And she said, I'll curse... I want Agni to come here. I want Yamaraj to come here. Why did my husband die? Why? You know, if I don't get the answer, I'll curse all of you. You know? So Yamaraj came and said, your husband died because his time was up. And she was quiet. It's there in Brahma Vaivarta Purana. It's a pretty cool statement, you know. Why? You know, Ayush is there. Yeah, you know. The thing is this, is that we shouldn't contribute to, we already have a short Ayush anyway. You know, a lot of people are croaking at, you know, They have massive heart attacks at 68, 69, 50 years old. You know, some guys had a massive heart attack at 35 or something, you know, like that. You know, basically, why should we invite trouble? We already have enough trouble as it is in this world. You know, Kledam Kalevam, what is this body? Bhagavatam, seventh canto says, Asesha Rajam Viroam, holding container of various diseases. So we already have a holding container of various diseases. We always have trouble. Why should we invite more trouble? So this is the idea about, you know, stopping the prohibitions. Now, there's other stuff you can do to counteract that. Pratikaram. Otherwise, like worship Tulsi Mani, like that. Basically, if they're pleased, you know, like Markandeya was destined to die at the age of 10. But because of Brahma's benedictions, and because of the sages' benedictions, the Saptarishis and other benedictions, he got a long duration of life. You know? So you never really know. Best to just be devotional at all times. Be devotional, serve the devotees, serve sadhus, Tulsi Rani and like that, Datri, etc., etc., and be mellow about it. And as Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said in Amritavani, really cool. I didn't get the Bengali, I should actually get the Bengali from it. He says, we heard for a very short time. If the body wears out by constant service to Lord Hari, our efforts will be crowned with success. Physical illness with Hari Bhajan is preferable to physical fitness without Hari Bhajan. So, you know, aren't your health going to be, you know, compromised if, you know, if you stay up all night, you know? Look, if Vridhanath reciprocates better than everything, then why not? Hey, you know, we had fun. We stayed up all night with our buddies. We chanted and danced all night, you know. And when it gets snoozy, don't stop moving. Don't stop chanting. Don't sit down, you know. And it's really easy. It's not that difficult. With friends, it's cool. Like, if you're going to have a bunch of guru coolies banging drums and doing and having fun, then it's really neat. Like that. How do you organize it? I don't know, you know. It's just basically the ones that are going to leave first, that you know are going to leave first, they're the first ones to lead the kirtan. And the ones that are most dependable and devotional, that are probably going to stay up later, they get the later slots. You know, that's how to work. It's how to work it out, you know, basically. Or the best, you know, then they do a longer time. You know? They do a longer time, 2 hours or something. Yeah, you guys got to play with it, you know. Look, I did it this time. You know, you get your slot, you know, on Sunday, or you get your slot some other time. You guys work it out yourself. Just like, you know, say, you know, you boys fight it out amongst yourself. You know, I can't figure it out. That's what house rules are for. You figure it out what to be do. You know the election of these people. You know, you figure it out how to organize it. But the more fun you get, game-changing experience. And he said, well, that was neat. Actually, we can make it a concurring festival. Every 2 weeks, you get another stab at it. You know, you can fine-tune it. The major parts of your vrata, you do every 6 months. But you can fine-tune it. Now, Brahmanas asked me about a sankalpa. That's an interesting point. I never heard, there must be an Ekadasi sankalpa that they did on Dvadasi, I mean Dasami. That, my dear Lord, for your pleasure, we're going to do X, Y, Z. It would be nice to have it in the Sanskrit. I don't have that, but it's a very good idea to have a sankalpa to do it. Sankalpa means your intention. If you want to make Krishna laugh, tell him your plans. You know? So that's also true. But it should be realistic, practical, and verifiable. Don't promise the moon. Because if you can't give that, then you slip and you fall on your face and you give nothing next time. That's no fun. So it has to be practical. Practical means it's like, it's mathematically verifiable. Yeah. Realistic. Have you ever done it before? Verifiable. The people that live around you, they know you better than you. You know? You need them to help you do it. So ask them, you know, I'm thinking like this. You're going to do it. Nah. You got a snowball's chance in hell. You'll never do it. If they don't think you can do it, then you'll have to definitely scale back your vows like that. Just like, you know, I had some ladies tell me, I'm 38. 38! You know, if a lady is not married at 35, then she just grabs anybody. 38, you know, you really should lower your standards a bit, you know. A man can hang out to 45 and not be married. A girl, 38, you know, sheesh, maybe you better lower your standards a bit, you know? Maybe you're trying too hard. Maybe you're asking for too much, you know? And anyway, you know, Christian's cheaper and sweeter. You know, no matter who you marry, what you do, or how many scrappers you got. Another thing is children as legalized burglars. So you tell the ladies, yeah, have as many kids as you can pay for. As many kids as you can pay for, no problem. One kid is what? My God, like in Australia, they said that you got to have about, you know, $1 million, you know, for the duration of life of the kid. One person told me 1 lakh. And I said, $100,000? And he goes, that was last year. You know, that was before that. The prices have gone up. A cost for a college education and this and that, you know. Because it's going up. Really expensive. Kids are, one householder, Gujarati householder in Kampala, he's the fifth richest man in Uganda. He says, children are expensive accidents. And I go, Kish, that's heavy. And he goes, it may be heavy. You ask any householder, I'll tell you it's true. Expensive accidents. Yeah. You know? Anyway, these are something to think about. But a codicil is a game-changing experience. And in order to increase it, we need all of your help. You know? So it's lovely. And the more you increase it and the more you organize it, the more fun it gets. From one codicil to the next codicil to the next codicil. And information is cool. Just like Anga Baba was always good for English, but he wasn't good for Sanskrit or Bengali. He wasn't good for that. So he was always talking about if you do Jagrat on Janmashtami, you'll get 1,000 times the benefit as if you did it on a codicil. And I thought, wow, where's the Sanskrit? Turns out it's in Brahma Vaivarta Purana, chapter 8. It's the Janmashtami Khanda, you know. And I had a feeling. I was in Bali doing Amalaki Ekadasi all night. And I was thinking, I'm going to get the pranam tonight. So in the middle of the night, I found it. Look at that, you know. Then I patched it to the Russian devotees. They didn't get it, and I'm playing games with it. We'll get the translation and get it done. I said, because I'm going to be there. And Janmashtami, Russian devotees should know what's cool about Janmashtami. I extrapolated it. Okay, any appearance day of the Lord. I happened to be in Bali for Ram Navami. So I stayed up all night for Ram. The next day, Ramachandra comes in the heart and says, what do you need? And I said, well, it would be nice to have purity to serve you. He said, you're not doing enough. Mm-hmm. At least you get the straight story from the Lord. That's cool. Or like when Balaram was disappointed, I was reading my email and he goes, you're dying! I thought, well, my godbrothers and godsons are dying. Bhakti Vigyan Goswami, I said, you'll probably leave about, in your moon period, probably leave about 2038, like that. So I said, Rani, your servant said that I would leave about 2038. What do you think? Nah, you're not going to leave now. He's disappointed. He's frustrated. You're not spiritual enough. Then I was thinking, Dowji is not the kind of fellow you want to make angry. Dowji is not the kind of fellow you want to make frustrated. That's for sure. He's the last person you want to get frustrated. So it's an interesting thing. But at least she told me the truth. You can get the truth from your mother anytime. Sheesh, you know. And Tulsi Rani is Jagadatri. I got 4 Sanskrit pramanams to prove that she is the Jagadatri. She's the mother of everybody. You're ready to be a child? She's ready to be your mother. You know, it's like that. Looks good. Or care. Looks like there's no time. There's no time for even the shloka. Yeah?
This morning in the Gainesville temple, the devotee made the announcement said that Srila Prabhupada never taught the devotees to do fasting, complete fasting on Ekadasi. Is that true?
Prabhupada was saying, in the early days, he was saying if you're a little woozy, you could take Kalpavas or something like that. You know? Now, the thing about it is, there is your institutional capacity and your personal capacity. What you can't get done with your institutional capacity, you can do in your personal capacity. What Gurudev did for his institution or for himself, you have to also consider that. You know? He was, before he became a sannyasi, he was a householder and like that. He was saying, but many times he said, Kadasi, Nirjal is the standard. We cannot do that. Therefore, Kopavas, you know, like that. So the whole point is to give the minimum that the institution can spread to everybody. But what you can't do with your institutional capacity, you can do in your personal capacity. So what one Vaishnava did, now, not only Prabhupada, but some of his godbrothers, they did Kopavasa, they took, you know, potato with you know, things like that, potato and peanuts on a codicil, and they did like that. Now, not only that, but like, for example, Bhakti Dayata Madhav Maharaj, in his brahmacharya life, he was going and traveling and doing some preaching, doing some arrangement. So Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, make meals for him. He was ready to give him grains on a codicil, if they were allowed to preach. He didn't. You know, Bhakti Dayata Madhav Maharaj took a codicil, bhojan, and went and did his work. You know, like that. Now, the next thing is, what about preaching? How many people are preaching? 1%. If they're preaching, then they can do Kopavas and go on. Eat some fruits, go out, tell books, preach, like that. The other aspect of it is, you need purification to make your preaching effective. So this is why even preachers did tapasya. Now, in the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 18, verse 5, it said, yajna dana tapas karma na tyagyam karyam eva tat. Yajna dana tapas chaiva bhavanani manishinam. Acts of sacrifice, austerity, charity should never be given up because they purify even the great souls. So it's not bad. It's not bad to do austerities for a high purpose, for purity, so that people will listen to you, you know, like that. Here's Prem Govinda.
Prabhupada says first that you should offer grain to the deities, and then he put a pause, then he said, but don't offer to Lord Chaitanya, because he's acting as a devotee.
Uh-huh.
In that discussion, you will see Prabhupada say, Ekadashi means 24 hours chanting, remembering Krishna, not eating and sleeping. So if somebody say it is not true, Prabhupada did say, you can check in the Vedavesa. I personally read a few times.
Yeah, yeah. And then also, Jadavani in 1971 or something, she wrote Prabhupada a letter and said, asking about 25 rounds. He goes, why only 25 rounds? He said, Akadasi means no eating, no sleeping. He said, some babas in Vrindavan will chant 1 lakh, 2 lakh, 3 lakhs. 25 rounds is nothing. Prabhupada said, 25 rounds is nothing, you know. It was an interesting point. Yes, Prabhu? The point is to make some steps. Asti asti chalana parega. You're making shanai shanada paramet buddhya vidika hittaya. From Bhagavad Gita 16, 6 chapter 25. Gradually, step by step, you should become determined that you should meditate on the self alone, you know, like that. So gradually, the point is to make some steps in the right direction. Don't bite more than you can chew. Don't promise more than you can do. It should be incremental, but it should be step by step. And if Krishna gives himself to the, it says, didn't matter what you did for your job. You could have been a prostitute, a murderer, an extortionist. You did a codicil, you're liberated anyway. When you look at that, you're like, wow, look at that shloka, you know. Or then, what about to eat or not to eat? Man, I was looking at Dearest to Vishnu. Anna means that which grains, but it also means that which sustains. So if you don't eat nothing, you don't have to worry about breaking the codicil, you know. Just don't eat nothing. Everybody needs a vacation, especially your stomach. You take a vacation on that day, you just don't eat. You know, some people would fast once a week. You know, we have to speak of once every other week. So it's even their health benefits that you get from fasting. You know, like it's so many toxins, so much junk flows out of the body and it's gone the next day. It's a new you. It's good for you. And if you get reciprocation from Hridayanath, hey, that's big, you know. And if you stayed up with your friends and danced all night, hey, you know, who's got time to be with your friends? You know, codicil means you make it. We know that not this body, a humble masmi, a codicil means prove it. What are you doing to prove it that I'm not this body? Prove it. You know, I'm not this body. Prove it. How are you proving that you know that you're not this body? Akadasi means prove it. Talk is cheap. Actions are good. You know, prove it. You know that you're not this body. You know, like that. And hey, upavasa means more than just fasting. It means to get near God, to live near God. So if you're forced to, like Subhag Swami told me, look, I used to do nirjana when I was a young brahmachari. But later on, I had such a heavy ulcer, they told me you have to eat something. Otherwise, your acids will burn a hole through your stomach. So I eat something, he told me personally. All right, if you're going to eat something or sleep something, then you better think of Govinda a lot more. You know, that's also neat. Another thing is, it says, in the month of Magh, which is January, the month of Vaishakh, which is now, and the month of Kartik, if you have to eat something or sleep something, then you make a Tulsi garland and offer it to the Lord with your own hands. He'll be so pleased with you, he'll give you the full results of tapasya anyway. Now I was thinking, I have to really look at that, Digdarshini tick on that. What would Sanatan Path say? Is it really an exceptional thing? Those three that he's going to give you, is that an exceptional thing? His mercy should be there, you know, all six lunar calendars, ideally. But if it's like something really special, I want to see if Sanatan Path says something about it. If it's something special, then you'd think he would say it. Just like yesterday Ishana said about another Tulsi that she saw, Varaha Tulsi, and I said, come on, you think that Sanatan Path, Gopalpata Path, Raghunath, they would not tell us anything about it? The only thing I see in Sanskrit is Sham Tulsi and Ram Tulsi. Everybody else is Pasta Priya, you know? They're all basal, you know? You know, Lakshmi Tulsi, Hamir Tulsi, Van Tulsi, it's all Pasta Priya. It's all basal, you know? And basal deserve to live, you know? It doesn't deserve to die, but it's not worshipable. It's not Krishna Priya Tulsi. Sorry, gang, you know? Shastra only says Ram and Sham. That's it, you know? So basically, it's not what you're giving up. It's what you're gaining. And everybody needs a vacation, especially your stomach. You know, and who has time to dance with your friends all night? Kadasi means you make it. You know, and we know we're not this body. Kadasi means prove it. You know, what are you doing to prove it? You know, and it's cool. And basically, Krishna gives himself to anybody who does a Kadasi. Actually, like I showed you yesterday, the Pramanams from Tulsi Datri Mahatmyam, you offer Tulsi leaves to the Lord, all your desires become fulfilled. Now, wow, that's cool, you know? But be careful what you desire, because, you know, can you pay for it? Can you hold it? If Krishna fulfills your desire, can you hold it? The ramifications of that desire, you know? So be careful what you want. You may get it. And I didn't ask for that. You know, it was like an story. Draupadi asked Lord Shiva, give me a husband, give me a husband, give me a husband, give me a husband, give me a husband. All right, you'll have five husbands. I didn't ask for that, you know. Now, if you think Draupadi had a hard time, Manichak had would marry the 10 Prachetas. She had 10 husbands, Adi Babri, you know. She had 10 husbands, my God, you know. Poor lady, you know, like that. But Narayana personally gave her. She must have been really astounding, you know. Otherwise, Narayana knows everything. Narayana knows she's going to marry all those 10 Prachetas, you know. She must have, you know, nobody should think that Draupadi had a hard time. Maricha really had a hard time, you know. We just speak of that, you know. Or can anything else? Any other questions from devotees? Yes, Prabhu? Over there. Now, let the ladies have their time. It's easier. Whatever the lady said, just say, yeah. You know, yeah, sure. It's easier that way. You know, we have a lot of less problems. Just, whatever the lady said, just say, yeah. You know? Yes, mother, how may I serve you?
Well, my question is, they say that Ekadashi is inauspicious. Bad things happen on Ekadashi. I'm not sure what that means, if you can clarify that. And
yes.
Second part of the question.
Wait a second. One at a time.
Okay.
First thing is there anything ashru, inauspicious about Ekadasi? Well, according to the lunar month, the 11th day of the lunar month agitates the senses. This is why they say, right? Jar or par ko khana na do to bak jayegi. You know, gastro-unwanted diseases, you don't feed them, they go away, you know. Basically, so that's it. So this is the reason. It is ashub for the senses. So don't feed the senses. They won't bother you. It's the lunar cycle. The lunar cycle agitates that moonshine, agitates the senses. So you don't blow their minds. You don't feed them. Then the senses are calm and mellowed out. You know, that's the idea. Now, what was the second part of your question, Mother?
The second part is, supposing you stay up all night for Ekadashi, mm-hmm. and you're dancing all night and, you know, just having a lot of fun, what happens to you the next day?
If you get reciprocation from Hridayanath, Paramatma, better than you ever saw, who gives a damn for the next day? That's one thing. Who cares? Now, but there are also pramanams that you're not supposed to sleep in Dwadasi and all that jazz. Okay? This means that you think, my God, how did our previous acharyas and devotees and householders and devotees, you know, what was their food? What was their peer pressure? You know, what was this? The herbs that they ate, you know, that they had so much strength and determination to do what they did. If there's a will, there's a way. If there's no will, there's no way. So they were much more determined. They had a whole different things. Like Jadaveda Swami says, you don't need more renunciates. We need grandfathers and grandmothers. That's what we need. You know, because they'll help those kids, the younger generation, be right. You know, they have a whole different perspective. When you talk about an old person, you know, 80 years old, you know, when they look at things are so damn expensive than when I was a child, and the grandchildren are trash, you know, they leave happily. Unless they have a mission. Just like that guy, you know, Jack LaLanne, he died at 96. At 95, a journalist says, what are you thinking about doing? And he goes, bad for my profile. You know, if you got a mission, then it's bad for your profile. You know, like that. But otherwise, you know, 80 years old people, you know, stupid grandkids are trash, you know, and things are so damn expensive, they live happily. You know? It's like that. What happens the next day? Practice makes perfect. You know, after about 4 Ekadasis or 5 Ekadasis, you get used to it. You know, like that. Like I said, Bhakti Ananta Krishna Goswami, the next day he'll give the Bhagavatam class in Moscow. He does it. He's used to it. He's used, and he's chanting 3 lakhs, Ari Babri. 3 lakhs means give up your sleep. But it means he's organized in such a way, he's delegated, he doesn't have to worry about organizing the Ekadasi. He's got his crew to organize the Ekadasi for him. And not only that, my disciple is one of them. She went to South Russia. She says, and I said, so Krishna sent you to South Russia, not only to get a husband, but to encourage all the devotees, to be more devotees. You have to be a bulwark. I said, you have to be a bulwark for the South Russia. You know, like that. You really have to. You have to be that dedicated. We want people to be really dedicated, to be a bulwark about it. Ekadasi grows on you. Make one step. Become a little better than you were last time. So that's why I said, aste aste chalana padega. You're just one step at a time. Or I quoted the Gita verse, 625, step by step, with firm determination. You know, the shloka before it says, you should be able to give up anything. Anything that gets in the way, just throw it. You know, like that. You should abandon, without exception, anything. And put all points, you know, like that. All concentration. The mind should be fixing the self alone, should think of nothing else. You know, it's really good. It's there in 25, it's there in 24. It's really cool. That's Dhyan Yoga. That's the chapter for meditation, how to meditate. It means be determined. Now, it mentions about Tulsi Kavacham, that if you chant it, she'll give the result of meditation. Not bad. Basically, whatever you want. And that, what I was with Kartik Chandra in London last summer when we Googled and we got the 18th shloka of that. It was Harvard Kyoto. Not some Ramachandran from South India put it up. And when Lord Shiva tells his son, what is the use of debating the effectiveness of this mantra? Whatever you want, you can get it from her. Don't doubt it. And he goes, hey, Kartik, this is big. Look at this. This is big. We have to translate this and pass it out to the world. It's too good. And he agreed with me. Yeah, it's good. He worked really, really, really hard on Tulsi Kovachan. Spent his whole, you know, January, 6 days vacation, spent the whole thing, stayed at home in London and translated it. And his wife with two kids said, yeah, they also deserve credit. Pretty cool. Basically, you can get anything you want from Tulsi Reddy, you know, like that. She does it. I couldn't get the Pramanams why Dvadasi is so cool. The Vajravasis told me that basically she's doing vacation. You know, all the gopis are serving the divine couple on Ekadasi. They need a vacation. I said, that's fun. And I said, where's the Pramana for that? I don't have it. Well, it's his opinion. It's Manasojati. It's speculation. Who cares for that, you know? I still didn't get why Dvadasi is so cool, you know, like this. Vishvadevas, the 10 demigods, are in charge of Dvadasi Tithi. But I didn't get anything more. I'm still waiting for the Pramanams. Why Dvadasi? I've asked astrologers, I've asked so many people, still I can't get the answer. You know, I have to beg her a little more. When she's pleased, she'll drop the Pramanam in the lap, you know, and make your day, you know. Anything else? There was another lady over there that has a question. Wait a second, you had it? Who? Somebody else over here. Yes?
I read that in Ekadashi, is the woman don't ask permission to her husband to do the Ekadashi, she can send him to hell or she can go to hell. I want to clarify.
What about it? What?
That if you do a complete Ekadashi without eating or sleeping, if you don't ask permission from your husband to do that, you can go to hell or your husband. I read that in the...
One thing is that there's so many things we can go to hell for, you know? You know? It's probably better to be truthful to your friends, to your husband, to everybody. Why not? Hey, you know? Now, who is the husband? The husband is ultimately Lord Krishna, you know? So, he's the real husband, right? I mean, your husband pays the bills and gives you kids, but the kid is everything. One lady told me that and said, we're attached to our child much more than we're attached to your husband. Your husband pays the bills and gives the seed, but the kid is everything, you know? And one lady in South Africa says, naturally, the lady holds a child for 9 months in the womb and spends so much time in the character development of the child. Naturally, she bonds more with the child than with the husband. It's natural. You know? One of my friends and his wife in South Africa, I asked her when her husband was not there, she goes, I don't know, I don't have a child. A year and a half later, she was there and during South Africa festival with her husband. She goes, I got a child, I can answer the question. Yeah. And her husband just threw it over her shoulder, you know, like, you know. And then another said to me, naturally, and that's doing all these things. So it's better to be straightforward about so many things about it. I haven't heard the Sanskrit, you know. There's so many reasons that could send us to hell, mother, you know. If it's for a good cause, then why not? Let us go to hell if Krishna will be pleased. Now, this is actually the main reason Sanatan Pad says in Hari Bhakti Vilas 12, the main reason why we do Ekadasi, Krishna Pranatvam, because Krishna will be pleased. That's the main reason why. And without doing it, you'll get pop-up, sinful reaction. It like, gives like four or five different pramanams Sanatan Pad gives there, you know, for why you should do it. I haven't seen that about it. It's something to think about, but, you know, there's always a way to get around it. If you can't get it this way, you got to get it this way, you know, like that. Yes, Mother?
In that book, Ekadashi, the day of Lord Hari, I think it's by Krishna Balaram Swami, in that he mentions that if she doesn't ask permission from her husband, she reduces the duration of his life. That's what is the whole thing.
Duration of the husband's life?
Yes.
I'm thinking these ladies really got a good deal. They get 50% of their husband and 100% of theirs, you know? They get 50% of your husband's punya and 100% of theirs. The lady's got a great deal. They get 150%. It's a good deal, no? It's a great deal. All I got to do is tolerate this jerk, you know, for 40 years, you know, and I get 100%. I 150%. It's a good deal, you know? Not bad. I get 150%. It's not bad, you know? Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Tumara se bhai, dukko hoya jato, se to paramasukha, se basukha dukkha, paramasampad, nashaya vidyadukha. Miseries in your service will be the greatest happiness for me, whether I suffer or enjoy. Both destroy the ignorance of illusion. Like Hari Priya, I gave a lecture last time I was in Ekadasi, and I was quoting W.C. Fields because Ma Mooney, my Sangatan leader, always used to quote W.C. Fields. Now when it's sunny, you bother me. I think you're your mother, Callum. Why don't you play in the traffic? You know, I like these kids, fried and salted, you know? Like, you know, kids are great when they're asleep. Kids are great with the grandparents. Kids are great in the summer camp. Kids are great when they're married. Kids are great, you know, in the next universe. You know, he actually said the best dogs, the flat ones. Anyone who doesn't like dogs and small kids can't be all that bad. You know, these are all some of the points he said, and they're actually funny. You know, he was died in 1946. Come on, that was like 3-4 generations ago. They had a whole different mood about marriage, about kids, about everything. They had a whole different standards about that. So she flipped out. One young lady flipped out and goes, I don't want to be offensive. Hari Pooja, what are you thinking of this? Ah! She goes, don't worry about it. When she's 50, she'll understand. She's a young girl. When she becomes 50 years old, she'll understand. It was really right on, you know. So this is a very good point. There may be other points. There are other points. Now, there is a joke. If you haven't seen your sister in 40 years, you can Google and get her on Facebook. So a lot of these questions you've got, you can Google and get it. Like, this is a very not bad question, you know. If you do a codicil, then you get any simple reaction. She's saying your husband's duration of life will go down. Google and get the answer, no? Yes, Purple? Yeah, go ahead, you're on. I don't care.
Okay,
I just want questions. I don't care.
In that book on Ekadashi, what Manaji was talking about, yes, it did mention like that there's one. Bhaktacharya Swami one time had a discussion on that, and what came out of that discussion was that Ekadasi book wasn't properly edited, or it wasn't like for gearing for our present day ISKCON congregation, because in the present, our present society, our present situation, like that book is saying that a woman shouldn't do Ekadasi if she doesn't get permission from her husband. Now, put it on a practical field, is that how many of the women in ISKCON does have a husband? So Maharaj was saying that that book cannot be properly applied to our society because it's not really so much to facilitate a Kali Yuga situation. Is that it's more like from a Karmakanda point of view, because.
To tell you frankly, if it's there in the Puranas, it's there for somebody. A devotee should see, like in Bhagavad Gita, I think it's 2:46, a devotee should see the essence of things. Just like whatever you get from the small pond, you can get from the great reservoirs of water. So all the essence of the Vedas you get out of one who knows the essence behind it. And another shloka that says about it is 10th canto, chapter 13, verse 2, that Vaishnavas are sargrahi. Satam mayam sargrapatam and sargo, yadartavani suti cheta samapi. Pratikshanam, navyavat, atrata sayat, sriyavitanam eva sadhu varata. It says that devotees are attached to Krishna from the core of their hearts, as if he's the essence of everything. He said, devotees are attached to Krishna just like lusty people are attached to rejected topics of enjoyment, like that. So the shloka is there. We have to become Saragrahi Vaishnavas. Bhaktivinoda Thakur's English poetry, that one of Saragrahi Vaishnava, is really good about obtaining the essence. So, you know, something has got karma kandik vichar. You know, the whole thing is to look behind the whole thing. You know, now another aspect of it is that Shruti Shastra Nidhanam. One of the 10 offenses of Shruti Shastra Nidhanam, to consider that the karmakandic portions of the Vedas are wrong. They're good for somebody. They're good for upliftment of somebody. Somebody needs that. You know. So like another thing, the benefits of Ekadasi. You know, like there's mundane benefits or karmakandic benefits. The whole point is to push people in the right direction to do something. Get off your duffer and do something. You know. Then you're going to get so much benefits. And you get benefits you don't even know. You know, and then it's stuff like, you know, like they did a codicil accidentally. One Gandharva and his wife did a codicil accidentally, and then the next day, you know, they Vimana took them to heaven, and Indra goes, "Where the hell were you? I thought I cursed you." You know, "Well, we stayed up all night and did a codicil. Oh, you become worshipable by me also." "Yeah, sure, go ahead." You know, stay around with Deva Sadhana together and enjoy each other's company like that. So you never know. You know, you get so many things that you don't know. You know, like for example, Tulsi Mani can give you the four arthas, purusharthas, dharma, artha, kama, and moksha. And when you become older and the kids are gone, then stop the world, I want to get off. She can help you with that also, you know. So we're not trying to encourage karma kanda. But at the same time, you know, I ain't got an objection. I want liberation, but I'll take a wife and I'll take a lot of money and I'll take, you know, sweet kids, and you know, I don't got objection to that also, you know. it's like that kind of thing. Yeah.
So my point, Maharaj, is that you know, like we can accept those descriptions there that helps foster our devotional service in whatever aspect it needs to be. At the same time, like the ultimate instructions, like the instructions of our spiritual master, that
you don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. We're not going to throw. We can't say that the whole itihasa from different Puranas is wrong just because it doesn't apply to you. It's not wrong. Don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. Better just to look and see the essence in between the lines. You know, we read the scriptures day and night. You read black words, I read white. You know, it's best to see the essence of what's being said, not necessarily the karmakandic point. Don't throw the whole baby out with the bathwater. That's my point. That's my point. Anybody can get good out of everything. If it says that you can get gold out of a filthy place or a qualified girl from a low-class family, you know, if that's there, then you know, you just can't say that it's... We have to see that it's right for some people at time, place, and circumstance. That's the point. Just like, for example, in Bhagavatam, there's 10th canto, chapter 90, chapter 29, verse number 27. When the Dvija Brahmanis, Krishna tells the Dvija Brahmanis, and 10th canto, chapter 33, verse 34, exactly the same shloka. Krishna told one to the gopis and one to the Dvija Brahmanis, exact same shloka. And there's no commentary because it's self-evident. When you see something in Sanskrit twice, you go, wait a minute. That means definitely you should memorize it. It's a strong point. And there was no tikka. There was no commentary because it's self-evident. One that Krishna told the gopis, and the other did the Dvija. The Dvija Brahmanis followed Krishna's instruction, and the gopis said, you know, who is this fellow? And they didn't, you know. But the point was, is that Krishna made the point. And it may apply to different people at different times. It didn't apply to the gopis, and it applied to the Dvija Brahmanis. So you never, you know, you have to see, well, who is it for? Who is it for in life? The point is to make some progress and go ahead. You know, and you can skim over the whole thing. Like when I look at that, you know, the Ekadasi book sometimes. I look at it. And instead of reading the whole thing, I just say, well, you know, the story was about this and that, the other thing, you know, and you just give the gist. You know, just give the gist is this, you know, and you don't have to get into the detail so much, you know, like that. But at the same time, Shruti Shastra Nidhanam, we should not find fault with the Kamakandic sections of the Vedas. It belongs to somebody. It's good for somebody. It's written by, you know, Vyasadeva didn't, like, for example, they would say Hari Bhakti Vilas is an exaggeration. Does it mean that Gopal Bhattapad and Sanatana Pad wasted their time compiling it? You know, like that? It's possible. It may be extraordinary benedictions, but it's possible for people to get that. You know? It's the same kind of thing, you know. We want to encourage people to do it, you know, like that. And they never know. You might accidentally do it. And wow, you get so far out benediction. There was one guy, an Amalaki Kadasi, who said that there was a Vyagra, a hunter. And he just stayed up all night watching a king and his citizens staying up all night under an amla tree in the forest. What are they doing? And he didn't eat or he didn't sleep. And the next birth, he became a king. You know? And then it says, like, one, a Brahmani's daughter became Satyabhama in the next birth. You know, does anything need to be said? You know, you never know what you're going to get indirectly by doing a Kadasi. You never know. You might get so many benedictions. You know, you don't even know about it, you know, like that. It's cool stuff. So there's no harm about it. There's really no harm about it like that. One just has to see it. Yeah, we don't have to read that. You know, maybe you need to read other stuff, but we have to see the essence behind it. That's all. That statement in the Dasa Vidha Aparadas in Padma Purana about Shruti Shastra Nidhanam, we should take it into consideration. We don't have a right to find fault with the Puranas, that even if it's written from a karmic context. And there's another translation also. Not only Krishna... They can go. Whoever needs to, can stay. You know, I don't mind. You know, whatever questions are there, yeah. Huh? Yeah, not a big deal. You know, it's basically, you know, basically, it's you turn off a switch. Like, in Chaitanya Bhagavat, it's mentioned that Gauranga did Jagan in Jagannath Ballabha Gardens. And somebody brought Jagannath Mahaprasada. What to do? And he said, we'll offer obeisance of the Tulsi leaves adoring the Mahaprasada, circumambulated in honor of tomorrow. You know? And we have to think that Nityananda must have done it too. You know, like that. You know, in Bengal. And it's not a big deal. It's basically... Now, another thing is Vishwanath's Tikka. In 7th canto, chapter 15, I think it's shloka 30 or 31. Pran. What is it? Do you remember? Asankalpa jayata kaman. Maybe it was 30, 28. Asankalpa jayata kaman. By making desires, you give up sense gratification. So Vishwanath says, in a Kadasi, you offer so many preparations to Krishna, but if you're determined not to eat, so many preparations don't blow your mind. In the same way, he says, on the street, you see so many opposite sex here and there. If you don't live with one, it's the same. It's the same as doing without, you know. So Vishwanath says that in his commentary there. It's not bad. Basically, it's a switch. You know, I'm not going to eat, I'm not going to sleep. It's just practice makes perfect, you know. And everything vratas have to be according to your psychophysical nature. It's Sanatana Pad said, if you are attacked by biliousness, heavy acid, then somebody has to fast on your behalf. If a sadhu or sadvi brahman or brahmani fasts on your behalf, but you can't pay them for it. And if you fast on somebody's behalf, you get 100 times the fruit than if you fasted for yourself. Man. I mean, sometimes when I was doing Gita Pat, 700 shlokas, you know, like that. 600 shlokas, and with Palashruta, it's like another 100 more, 101 more. If you add the two Gita Mahatmyams, if you add Gita Dhyanam, throw the whole thing together, it's about 101 shlokas. If you got a microphone and you can speak carefully, then you don't need water. But if there's no microphone, then you may need to clear your throat for preaching. So drink some water. So I've had some times when I had to do sajal for preaching, you know, did like that. It depends on your psychophysical nature, it depends on your health, it depends on your thing. Now, it says, now, full fast if you broke a codicil. But the thing about it is that what is Brega Ekadasi? There may be so many subtle things that Brega Ekadasi, right? Suppose you took Charanamrita before the parent time, something like that. You know, there could be so many ways subtly that you might have broken Ekadasi. You shave an Ekadasi and you cut your mole or something, you know. There's so many ways you could have broken Ekadasi. You don't even know it. You may not even know it. So why not? You know? Why not do it? If you may not know, it's the point. It says medicine is exempt. You can take medicine. You know, you can take medicine. So many times I take you to take medicine dry, you know, just pop it in your mouth, swallow the damn thing. You know. Or yeah. Hey, he's good. Yeah, that was also there. That in the mandatoriness of Ekadasi, there are four key people that are exempt. He said, children under eight, they're basically animals anyway, right? Kids under eight, pregnant women, right? The sick, almost dead, and people above 30. So Pancha Shortman Banambrajet plus 30 means 80. But one old Vaishnava in upstate New York goes, he's like 85, 86, he goes, nobody is going to admit that we're exempt, because we're asking to die. We're not going to admit that. He said, me and my wife, we're not going to admit that. We're going to do a codicil anyway. We're not going to admit it. You know, as soon as you think you're exempt, then you're opening the door that I'm too old, I'm ready to die. Who's ready to admit that? He said to me, nobody's ready to admit that. So even elderly Vaishnavas don't do a codicil anyway, you know. He told me that, and that was a very good point. Yeah, you're exempt, technically, but it doesn't mean you are exempt, that you need to be exempt. It's voluntary, you know. I'm not going to do it, you know. You're opening the door to die. I'm not going to admit that I'm ready to die, you know. I'm not, you know, I'm exempt. I'm an old person, you know. It's not a senior citizen discount, you know, like that. You know, 65 or over, you get a senior citizen discount, you know. There's so many nowadays, there's so many elderly people that are working still, you know. Right? I'm not going to admit that I'm old. I like that guy, Jack O'Leary. What are you thinking about dying? Bad for my profile. 95 years old, bad for my profile. I'm not going to admit I'm ready to retire. Bad for my profile. Very funny. Work, yeah. Yeah.
Hi, Maharaj. I was reading about Ekadasi in the Prema of Avarta of Jagannanda Pandit. And he said in the end that chanting of the holy name of the Lord and following Ekadasi are eternal spiritual activities. I've also heard that Radharani told the gopis to follow Ekadasi, so I was wondering, do they do Ekadasi fasting in the spiritual world?
Ekadasi is something, in the spiritual world, when you have your spiritual body, you don't need to. You can sit and eat with Krishna. You can take a half a bite of a laddu and put the rest in Krishna's mouth, you know? You know, like that. I am found any pramanams. Ekadasi is for us to get to the spiritual world. I haven't found any pramanams that the gopis or anybody in the spiritual world is doing Ekadasi. You know, like that. Or kya? Pran Govinda.
Nanda Maharaj did Ekadasi, then next day he went, he got caught by the Varundevs. So they did Ekadasi.
That is Ambika. That might be Boma Vrindavan.
Ah, I'm talking about Boma Vrindavan.
Boma Vrindavan, okay. That could be Boma Vrindavan within his material world. He didn't say that he did it in Goloka.
Then Kanna Muni came, it's a big festival on Dadasi.
Who?
Kanna Muni. Kanva. Kanna Muni. He came on the Rinvan Leela.
Yeah, that could have been Swarga, that could have been in so many places.
Then, he came to Yashoda, Mother Yashoda, where Mother Yashoda served him. And then Sanatana Goswami Pad says, also many pastimes that narrated, Srila Prabhupada put that Brahmana came in the middle of the night to take the prasadam from
Gulanda,
Jagannath Mishra, and that's the Kanna Muni in this life.
Yeah.
But he came on that night. So Ekadasi is there.
Yeah!
Also Sadhan Siddha Gopis, they got special blessing, the mercy of Srimati Radharani, says, she uttered all these 52 names,
mm-hmm.
of the Ekadasi and anybody utters, maybe tonight we can do that, then automatically they get the benefit of
All the names of all the different Ekadasis.
Yes.
It's like there are 26 Ekadasis, I think, including Parama and Padmini Ekadasi.
Yeah.
Good dude. There's so many things, you know.
We'll do tonight big.
Yeah.
What about, for example, like in India, you know, when we were in Mayapur, you know, no spinach, eggplant, you cannot eat it. Some people don't eat carrots.
Yeah. So what's the bottom line?
So the bottom line is, why in India they don't eat the spinach and we here eat the spinach?
It's interesting because, first of all, it was done for health. Whatever Ekadasi preparations that are offered are done for health, the sadhu or sadvi, like that. And I asked, Bhakti Swarup Damodar mentioned, he says, well, the Chaturmasya Sankalpa says that now the rains are coming, the worms are there, and they're eating holes everywhere, we won't disturb them. He says, I can speak at least for Manipur. He said, there's a lot of worms chewing and stuff, they chew holes in the pattas. To the leaves, so therefore they're jhuta, we don't give it. But in Vrindavan, Bhakti Chalmers was Prabhupada's cook in 76, palak, the best palak sag was available in Vrindavan at that time. And Prabhupada liked it, so they gave it to them, you know, like this. Another one is that I didn't get yogurt. Well, in the rainy season, you shouldn't take yogurt. Okay, what's the next one? I asked my friend, he's Ram Sevak Das, he's a Ramanandi Baba. He's about 56, same year as mine. And he said, cows are not eating properly. So that's why Dudu Bhavas is there. What about, it's dedicated to Radharani. No passionate things, no forgetting children, so no heavy dal or any passionate food during Kartik. It makes sense. Then it says, but I couldn't get the pramanam yet for the Loki, bottle gourd, you know? What papa did the Loki do to be nishayed, you know? To be forbidden. I couldn't get it. Bhagavad Swami was loud and said, did you ever find that out? He said, I didn't find it out. I asked one early sannyasi in Braj, how come the bottle gourd is nishayed? My Gurudev said, don't eat it. That's good enough for me. It may be good enough for you. One person's goal is another person's sadhu is another person's ordinary man. You know, we need logic for the public. I don't know. So I couldn't find it, you know. I couldn't find about bottle gourd. What papa? Now, did the bottle gourd do? What simple reaction did bottle gourd do to be nishayed? And it happens to be one of the cheapest sabjis in Vrindavan. It merges with everything, you know, like that. Now, I was in July, about 2005, I happened to be in Hawaii. And Prabhupada's Gopinath Gaudiamat Sannyasi in charge, Vidhan Myers was there. He invited me for prasada. And he had Loki, sabji. And I said, Loki is nishayed in Chaturmasya. Yes, if you need it for health, you could take it. How is it healthy? And he goes, the water from Loki helps you strip fat from the body. You and I are fatty. He said, it'll strip fat from the body. So if it's a medicine, it could be taken, you know? So one should not cheat. In the name of medicine, everything goes, you know? Because Bhakti Siddhanta said physical illness with Hari Bhajan is preferable to physical fitness without Hari Bhajan. You know, if there was, and then another example in the Ekadasi stories about one guy that couldn't fast, and his wife said, no, my father won't, even the animals are not going to eat. If you've got to eat something, you've got to leave the kingdom. He did Ekadasi, he died that night, and he got the benefit anyway. You know, look, even at the point of our death, why not do Ekadasi? There's some interesting stuff. Yeah, basically all these things are basically for health, you know, like that. Yes, Prabhu?
Maharaj, what's the relationship or difference and similarity between Vrinda and Tulasi?
They're the same personality. One is the gopi form. Vishwanath Chakravarti Pad in his Vrinda Devastakam Shloka 7 says, Tavaiva Murtis Tulasi Niloke. Your form in the world of men is the Tulsi plant. That's interesting. What I don't know is from, I think it's Brahma Vaivarta, the story is there about Viraja Gopi, and Krishna was associating with her. And Viraja Gopi, and Radharani cursed her and like that, and she cried, and she became the river that's the boundary between the spiritual world and the material world. Now, Viraja Gopi, you know, Vinadevi is one thing, Viraja Gopi, who is this? Another one, I found out subsequently that Shankarchuda and Jalandhar are two names of the same guy. That I found out. But Viraja Gopi and Vrindadevi, you know, what's the distinction? I've still got a lot of things that...
Maharaj, I read where Vrinda is speaking to Tulasi. They're having a conversation.
That's Tulsi Gopi. That's Radharaman Chakravarti. Radharaman Chakravarti in his Manjari Sarup. Vrindadevi is talking to Tulsi Gopi. It's different. It's in Sankalpa Kalpa Druma. It's different.
So that's different from the Tulsi plant?
Tattvagata vichar, consideration of the truth. The Jogamaya, Purnamasi, Vrindadevi, they are all one. When there is no form, then she is known as Jogamaya. Who is doing it? Jogamaya, because there is no form mentioned. When the form mentioned, then she manifests as a Purnamasi, elderly.
Yeah.
When to do the intimate pastime, she takes the Vrindadevi. But then she, her personal assistant is the Vrindamanjari. It's another expansion.
Is what?
Vrindamanjari.
Vrindamanjari.
So she has a Manjari form also. Then she has another very quick spy, spying everything about to make the pastimes. So she has a Duti, Manjari and Vrindarani. Three.
Yeah, it happens. Dina Bandhavan's labs, that Vrinda Devi's got the best mobile coverage of everywhere in Vrindavan because her parents are everywhere. Parents are everywhere, she's got the best mobile coverage of Vrindavan. Happens. Yeah.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, in regards of this following Ekadasi in spiritual world, here Prabhupada's purport and Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita says that in the Bhakti Sambhava by Sri Jiva Goswami, there is a quotation from the Skanda Purana, that a person who eats grains on Ekadasi becomes a murder of his mother, father, brother, and a spiritual master. And even if he is elevated to a Vaikuntha planet, he falls down.
Yeah. So, that's if they go there. That's if they're within the material world, if they do that. All these things are prohibition that one should not do it, you know? Actually, Bhakta Rupa told me that even if a bhakta, the devotee, ate grains accidentally, then they can get it, and they go, that's pretty dodgy stuff. Do you have the Sanskrit to prove that? He didn't give it to me, but... Now, there's another interesting story in 71 that some life member invited the devotees, and it happened to be a Ekadasi. So Hansadeva goes, it's a Ekadasi problem. He goes, we're following it tomorrow. They didn't want to blow the mind of the host that worked so hard and cooked all that preparations and stuff. They just ate it, and they observed it the next day. So the idea of it is, okay, usually every day, because Dwadasi is a sacred titi. If you broke a Ekadasi, then you can follow it after 2 days, generally speaking, you know, like that. That's the idea. So, you know, sometimes you accidentally eat something. That's why Nirjal is great. If you don't eat something, you don't have to worry about breaking a Ekadasi. It's a trick. But if you do Kalpavas, then maybe you may accidentally break something, you know, like that. So these are some different things, you know. It's not, you know, if you go to the spiritual world, you could fall down. Could do. But the point is that Krishna does it to set an example or to use this devotee in service. Like, for example, Prahlad Maharaj. It mentions that one of the reasons why he took birth is that he offered the Lord unwashed Tulsi. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj took birth in a demonic family. Ideally, the Lord wanted his devotee to take birth, you know, to glorify the process of devotional service for so many reasons. The external reason is he offered unwashed Tulsi. Woo, that tells everybody, woo, we had to better wash the Tulsi before we offer it, you know. There's so many reasons, you know. There may be so many reasons. It's not all black and white, you know. There's so many reasons in the Puranas and like that. Okay, Hare Krishna. Thank you very much.